We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiss 98.5, have you ever seen a ghost?
I have.
Tell us.
Just this Sunday, I had my grandfather's 81st birthday party. My whole family was there, four generations. When we got home, my door was locked, my deadbolt, even though I did not lock it when I left. I live in the country. I don't usually worry about it. I've got dogs. Mm-hmm. My door would not open. My husband went back to the car to get the keys. And as I'm standing there, the door opened on its own.
Whoa.
Wait, wow. I'm sure there's more. Continue.
My grandmother actually has just been passed for 2 years, and this was the big family reunion since she's been gone. So it was pretty intense. As soon as we walked through the door, everybody's hair was standing up on end, real cold, goosebumps. But that was just the most recent experience.
That was just what else has happened? Time. Tell me again.
When I was a kid, we lived on Eagle Street in Medina. Uh-huh. And my brother and my dad and myself were in the living room. And we sat there on the couch and watched the stair to the upstairs, the door, the knob turn on its own, enough for a person, like the door opened just for enough for a person to walk through, closed, and the knob turned back to the latched position. And still to this day, we all can remember it very clearly.
How old is that house that you were living in?
It's since the 1800s. It's very old.
And were there any ghost stories from that house or deaths?
Just recently, my parents' house, where I grew up when I was a kid, we found out a couple from Oklahoma was here visiting and stopped at my parents' house. The woman had grown up there. She was born into that house. Mm-hmm. She was one of 10 siblings, and her 8-year-old brother died just inside the doorway of the kitchen.
Okay.
He was shot in the yard, an accident, boys playing, and he made it just inside the house before he died.
So most of those homes around there, I know this part of Medina, and most of those homes are like late 1800s.
Yeah.
Like old, like Janet, super ghosty, super
creepy. Hold on. You guys,
creepy.
I know that part, but I'm still at the part where a couple from Oklahoma, knock, knock, can I come see the house? We used to live here. Oh, yeah, here's where I used to sleep. Here's where Mom used to tell us stories.
Whoa.
And, like, what the heck with that story?
Right, just super random. There's old foundations on the property, and she was telling my dad about, you know, what barn was here and, you know, where they used to play. And just randomly told the story about when her 10-year-old brother shot her 8-year-old brother.
Oh, my gosh.
And he passed away.
You're hearing yourself say this. Was that not the most bizarre thing for somebody to come in your house and say
Absolutely.
To your parents? Right? It's like, what?
It explained a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, you get passes to the Rolling Hills Asylum. I mean, you've seen it all
That's
already, so
crazy.
It's probably not going to be scary for you, but we're going to send you anyways. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever seen a ghost?
I think so. When I was about 9 or 10 years old, I was walking at the plaza with one of my girlfriends. We lived right around the corner, and it was like a covered plaza with the columns every, say, 5, 10 feet to hold it up. And we were walking one way, and there were three ladies in business suits walking toward us, two in dark suits, and one in one that, like, looked like a red plaid or a tweed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess being, like, a little kid, I expected the lady to move for me, and maybe she expected me to move for her, but there's three coming one way and us two coming the other way and not enough room. And I watched my shoulder bumpers. I watched... You know, I expected to be, like, jarred back from bumping into her, and I wasn't.
Oh.
So it went through you, or you went through her? What?
Yeah,
what exactly happened?
The third lady with like the red plaid suit was on the end, and I was on the end, and I watched my shoulder hit her, and I expected to be kind of like bumped back, and nothing happened. So I took a couple more steps, and I stopped dead, and I looked at my friend Amy, and I said, "What just happened?" And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, and I turned behind me, and there was two ladies walking with the dark suits.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, "What happened to the lady in the red suit?" And she said, "I don't know what you're talking about. There was only two."
Wow.
And I ran all the way home. And to this day, my mom still talks about it because I slept in their room for about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I cried and was shaking, and I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that sounds like a ghost to me. I think that gets to be your ghost story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes, I have.
Tell us.
So me and my three siblings, we have all told our mother on separate occasions, and we haven't talked to each other about this beforehand, but we all have seen this woman in white in our mother's room. And so my mom told us, years later, that we all told the exact same story. And supposedly, a woman committed suicide in our barn. And so we think it was her.
What is she doing? Like, when you saw her, what was she doing?
She was just standing there, like, looking at me. I had seen things as a kid all the time, so I wasn't fazed by it. But it was kind of creepy.
Okay,
you said barn. Are we talking old farmhouse barn, or what kind of situation?
Yeah, it's like an old farmhouse barn, like a storage shed type thing in the backyard.
And what about the house? Is that an old house?
It's relatively old.
Okay, but what about your childhood? Because you said it didn't faze you. Are you a ghost? What do they call them when you can
ghost
see ghosts?
Hunter.
Not a ghost hunter. It's like, are you a medium? Like, what's your deal?
I have gone to a medium before, and she said that she, like, feels a presence in me. I don't know. I've never explored it. But she said that she thinks that I'm able to connect with the dead, I guess.
Wow. And so you have other stories?
Maybe I can think of some off the top of my head, yeah. So my mom, in my mom's room, weird stuff happens in my mom's room, but she has this lamp. It's like it turns on by a switch and everything. And sometimes I'll just be laying in there, and I'll, like, see the light flicker on and off. Which has happened all through my childhood.
And right, so it's just like you're in the right place at the right time.
It.
Wow, that's
We're
amazing.
We're all really freaked out, by the way.
100%. I would stay out of my mom's room, too. Yeah. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes. So I was a passenger in a car driving along the Niagara River, and I'm just gazing at the water, and all of a sudden, out of the water, fast as lightning, it just, like, whoops in, like, to my windshield, and then goes away.
Wow.
Wait, what happened?
Like a ghost flew quick out of the water to the car and went back.
Right up into my window with like this creepy face, and then was just gone. And I started screaming, and the driver like almost got in a car accident. Like, what is going on? And I'm like, a ghost just like literally flew out of the water, like right up to the car. And it was so scary.
Are we talking like that stretch along River Road by Betty's, or are we talking
along River Road?
That's
nighttime.
That's haunted. So that area is totally haunted.
Is it really haunted?
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, North Tawn, absolutely haunted.
Wow.
Oh, it was so freaky. It was like, it was a woman, and it happened so fast, like lightning, and right up to my windshield, and then was just gone. And I was just like, when I talk about it now, I'm still like, oh my gosh.
Now, you say, was there, just a couple clarification purposes, because I'm scared of driving this road now. Was there any tequila involved?
No.
None of that?
No,
vodka?
Not that night, no.
Prosecco, not that night. I would have seen it more clearly then. Okay, appreciate you calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes.
Okay. Where?
Okay, so I have quite a few stories, in my parents' living room, there's two recliners right in front of the TV, and right next to the TV is like a spare room. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman that stands in the doorway, And this one time, I was probably in middle school, and I'm sitting on the chair with my dad, and we're watching TV, and he goes, "Do you see her?" And I glanced over, and there was a full figure of a woman standing in the doorway. And I didn't know what to do, and he said, "Look at the TV, she'll go away." And you just saw her back up into the room, and then she was gone.
Okay, and if I was the parent, I would be like, grab your favorite toy, and we're Audi 500. Like, I would be gone. So this was just something you guys got used to?
Yeah, all the time you'd hear things. Like, the one time we were sitting at the kitchen table, and we heard something moving, and it sounded like a chair was scraping or something, and we walked downstairs, and all the bar stools were against the wall. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Away from the bar. The weirdest encounter I've had was I was laying in bed at my own house with my 2-year-old about a month ago. And you know when you're sleeping, but like you can still hear what's going on, you're still kind of awake. And I heard someone say, "I'm gonna get your toes." And right then my son was sleeping and he starts laughing hysterically in his sleep. And I got up. I thought someone was there. There's nobody there.
Wow. Now, maybe that would have been a relative, like an angel. I'm going to paint the good side of it. Do you know? Maybe you're one of your relatives. No.
Indian burial ground. Poltergeist. Saw it. I know how this story ends.
Yeah, and in that same house, all the time the cabinets will open and close. You'll see them open, and then they slam close.
You know, this is
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, with the chairs in the middle of the room.
Here's the thing. And
Carol Ann.
Nick and Weeze, because you're guys and all, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but isn't it just like a guy to say, I mean, there's a ghost in your house, and he, instead of getting up and like booing the ghost, he's like, just look at the TV.
You can't boo a ghost. The ghost boos you.
You guys don't even get up. You're like, okay, just don't look at the ghost anymore. Just stare at the TV. We don't have to do a thing. Nothing to see. That's incredible that you've got ghosts.
I don't bother them. They're not bothering me. I'm not going to bother them. They're
this
nice.
Is your parents' bedroom, you said?
And her house.
No, spare bedroom.
Okay. I was trying to figure out why there's two recliners in the bedroom.
Not to
seems like a lot.
At your house.
Weird. Jan, can I correct you? It's Audi 5000, not 500.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
That's all right. I know what you're saying. You know, out of here, but it's the Audi 5000. I don't want you at some dinner party saying Audi 500 and...
Oh, okay.
Could be embarrassing.
I'm sorry. I was scared to death in the moment.
Just,
there was a ghost in the
just trying
door.
To help out. Oh,
Audi
girl
5000.
Girl up.
Hi, Kiss. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes, I actually did a few times. The first time I was a little girl and I was in my bedroom and I woke up in the middle of the night and there's a window facing the street and I see this little girl standing there. And I kind of like got paralyzed and she slowly turned around to look at me. So then I went under my covers and I didn't come out until like once the next day. Mm-hmm. But I talked to my aunt about it as an adult and she got really quiet and she's like, I lived in the house that my parents grew up in or my dad and my aunt grew up in. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I also saw a little girl, but in the house across the street. And she looked into it when she was older and there was a fire and the little girl died.
Wow.
So we both saw the same ghost.
Creepiest part was she turned around slowly.
Yeah, I pretty much had a heart attack.
I got to tell you, if she just did a quick turnaround, no problem.
Yeah.
The slow turnaround?
The slow turn.
Really, really slow. I was in bed until like lunch the next day.
Okay. Yeah, I won't be sleeping tonight. You know this, Jan.
Why do you do this to me? Have to happen in the bedrooms. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Oh, you got another one. Go ahead.
You there?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm spooked out enough. We're good.
Okay, I got one more. Maybe two more. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever seen a ghost?
Yes, I have.
Tell us.
Okay. So I can say that is not just me because my lovely brother bought our childhood home. And if you walk in the dark going up the stairs, you feel like there is a very dark presence. And the funny thing is that my brother tells his wife to just grow up.
Just what?
Just grow up.
Just grow up.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be afraid of the dark. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
And ignore the dark presence and
right,
just
exactly.
grow up. Okay,
right,
sure.
Just grow up and ignore the dark presence. Okay, continue.
Then that's one story. Another story is
like dark presence. Like there's gonna be like some red guy or something. Like what are we talking about? Dark presence.
Nah, ignore it.
I need more details.
Grow up.
It is like you feel something is in the dark, and the spookier thing is as a child, I thought it was my mother checking on me. She had a very beautiful '90s. Fluorescent pink bathrobe. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was her in the dark. And I go, Mom, what are you doing? Mom, I'm fine. All of a sudden, she turned around. It wasn't my mom. It was this figure. And, like, flames disappeared.
Wearing your mom's bathrobe?
I thought it was my mom, but it wasn't.
Okay, so just a fashion-forward spirit?
Wait, I'm so scared right now.
Faux pas.
What?
Faux pas spirit. Badly dressed.
Okay, is there more? I'm, like, freaking out. God.
It keeps going.
Wait, how so? It keeps going. Run.
There's
run away.
A time where in the middle of winter, you could smell roses in our dining room.
Your house is haunted by Billy Porter. I'm telling you. I know this spirit.
Oh, my mom. Wait, I'm scared. Okay.
Roses.
Wait.
Pink bathroom.
I want to hear the rest of the roses. Continue.
We went and we looked around. We couldn't figure anything out. And then all of a sudden, my mom had, it's a keyboard, but it was an organ sounding one. Mm-hmm. And we looked at that because it started to hum. And we saw that the plug was broken and it started to singe. And so the organ was starting on fire.
Okay.
And that's why it smelled like roses?
Someone was notifying us.
Mm. Oh, yep. My gosh.
Flames emoji.
Oh.
And then it keeps going. There's my new house. I had a brand new baby, and I swear, out of the corner of my eye, I saw like a yellow golden retriever, yellow lab, like go in the front door and down the hallway. And I'm thinking, holy cannoli, my boyfriend is deathly allergic to animals, so I better get this dog out of this house and clean.
Uh-huh.
There's no dog. My mom was babysitting for me, and she goes, you know, you guys, it's like dog that comes around the house. And I'm like, okay, you saw it too, so I'm not crazy. And she's like, no, you're not crazy.
You guys need to be on an episode of Ghost Hunters because all the ghosts mm-hmm. are attaching to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.